Now, we find a group, and this is always the remnant. In chapter 35, the Rechabites, they are part of the remnant, and they are different than any others. And God has given this to us to let you know, as he always says, there's always been a remnant, and that he would never leave the world without a witness. God, even in the darkest time of the history of the world that's yet future, in the Great Tribulation, when 144,000 have had to go undercover, they have had to go underground, there will be two witnesses that are going to stand for God. Because God's just going to have it that way, even in the time when Satan is permitted to run the whole show. At that time, God says, I'll still keep two witnesses around, and they will be inviolate, and you can't touch them until their mission has been accomplished. Now, the Rechabites, and Jeremiah was told here to go. I'm reading verse 1 of chapter 35. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, go unto the house of the Rechabites and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. In other words, they are brought in, actually, for the celebration of the Passover. They are still true to God. Who are they? Verse 16. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their fathers, which he commanded them, but this people hath not hearkened unto me. And God made a distinction, you see, between the remnant and the nation that had departed from him. This is given to us, I think, just to let us know that. Now I come to chapter 36, and we see here the attitude of Jehoiakim toward the word of God. This man, Jeremiah, sends a message to him. Verse 1 of chapter 36, it came to pass, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, take thee a roll of a book, write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah even unto this day. Well, he sends it, and Baruch took the message over, verse 18, then Baruch answered them, he pronounced all these words into me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. And they brought it now to the king. Verse 22, now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month. There was a fire on the hearth burning before him. Came to pass that when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, he cut it with the penknife, cast it into the fire that was on the hearth until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. That's what he thought of the Word of God. Old Jehoiakim, he took the Word of God, he just flung it in the fire. He didn't care for it, he didn't accept it, didn't believe it. I'm not impressed that the Bible is still the bestseller. Yes, but who's reading it? Remember that little jingle. It says, Ma, I found an old dusty thing high upon the shelf. Just look. Why, that's a Bible, Tommy dear. Be careful, that's God's book. God's book, the young one said. Then, Ma, before we lose it, we'd better send it back to God, because you know we never use it. The Bible today is not being read. And we've attempted to start something that's pretty hard to get going. However, we've been amazed at the response to it. Yet I recognize that today, that the multitude of people are like Jehoiakim. As far as they're concerned, they just well put it in the fire. They pay no attention to it. Verse 24, yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king. Now, if you think God's going to stop here, you're wrong. God said to Jeremiah, I want you to write it over again and send it to him. Verse 28, take thee again another roll, write in it all the former words that were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim the king of Judah hath burned. Verse 30, therefore thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. And that's exactly what happened to him, and he has none to sit on the throne of David today. The Lord Jesus did not come in that line. Joseph was in that line. Mary was not. She came from Nathan, another son of David, and from her he got the blood title to the throne, and from Joseph the legal title. But none in the line of Jehoiakim was to sit on the throne.